The eye is one of the sensitive organs of the human body. Research indicates that it is vital and can cause an individual to have lowered life expectancy when one loses it. However, indications are that much attention has not been given to this vital organ. It might interest you to know that some people get their medicated glasses from the streets, with or without prescription. I have been finding out the effects of this loose behavior on the eye and what is being done to curb the practice. The human body has five senses. These are sight, smell, sound, hearing and taste. Each one of them is important in one's everyday life. The senses work together to let the brain know what is going on. Vision is one of the most important senses of the body. Without it, there may be total loss of independence, and it has been proven that most individuals, upon becoming blind, have lowered life expectancies. The eye is one of the most delicate parts of the human body. Due to its complex nature, transplant surgery of the eye is presently impossible. So then, the eye is catered for by qualified professionals. In this case, three professionals. These are the ophthalmologist, a medical doctor who specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of the disease of the eye. The optometrist assesses one's visual status and performs refraction, which is a test to determine the degree to which the eye differs from normal, and that will determine whether the patient needs glasses or contact lenses. The optician is the one who administers spectacles to the patient. But this is not the case these days. Despite the delicate nature of the eye, it has been taken for granted. These days, it is easy to wear medicated spectacles. It is a matter of just walking over to vendors on the streets, either with a prescription form or not, and one is likely to get medicated glasses. Kweku is a vendor of sunglasses stationed along the ring road in Accra. When I walked over to him and requested to buy a pair of medicated glasses, he offered it with glee. He told me that he had to add medicated spectacles to his stock because the demand for it was high. The reason being that his spectacles are cheaper as compared to those in the shops.
The customers complained that the spectacles in the shop are more expensive than the ones we sell. Initially, I was only selling the sunglasses, but at a point, I realized that the people were always asking for the medicated ones. That is why I added it to my stock. How would they get some to buy if I don't sell any? I take my stock from Accra and they come with their prescription to purchase.
Kweku told me that on a daily basis, he sells an average of about 10 pieces of medicated glasses, which goes for 6 to 8 cedis, as compared to the ones sold costing hundreds of cedis in shops. When I asked Kweku where he gets his consignment from, he was reluctant to tell me the source for fear of muddling in his business. He only said from Accra Central. I also asked him whether he or his colleagues have ever been confronted by any medical officer regarding the sale of the spectacles, but he replied in the negative. I stood at the vendor's place for more than an hour and observed that most of the customers were not interested in the sunglasses, but in the medicated ones. There were some who had prescriptions, whilst others did not have. I spoke to one customer who told me that he fancies people who wear medicated glasses.
I admire people who wear specs. When you wear one, you look like a book long person and it puts you up there. My colleague students wear spectacles. They really look nice in them and that makes me want to also wear one. I admire people who wear spectacles.
I tried to find out from an optometrist what the Ghana Optometrist Association is doing about this practice. He first confirmed that indeed the GOA was aware about it, but could not do much because the association is attached to a mother branch, the Ghana Allied Health Council, that is supposed to regulate it. Efforts to speak to the president of the Ghana Health and Allied Council was not successful. I later spoke to an optometrist, Dr. Watara Said Abdullahi, about the adverse effects of the use of medicated glasses has on the eye.
Ghana Optometry Association is aware of that.
So what have you been doing to address it?
You know, the association is regulated by law. So most of the time, when you see something going on, the best thing is to report to the police.
And have you done that?
The problem we are having, a bill was recently passed. So the bill is supposed to regulate how we work, the ethics in our work, what we are supposed to do. Because of the situation that we're in, we're not in the time to get through the case for them to be arrested. So we are waiting so that when they stabilize, there are so many effects. Before a person will be administered a spectacle, you have to examine the patient first to know really the background of the eye, what is really the cause of the condition, the reason why it's not seen. Sometimes it might be as a result of a disease that's impeding the process for him not to see. So no matter when they visit shark pain, because they say they can't see, they just give them any spectacle they like. Maybe they see a little, they appreciate it, and they just wear it without putting concern to the problem that they will have later. As a continual way of the spectacle, it may render the person having problems like eye strain or eye alignment. The eye may be aligned, maybe either outward or inward. When I say eye alignment, meaning we call it the lazy eye. The eye may turn in or the eye may turn out.
Doc, you know, some of the patients actually go to these vendors with their prescription. They have specific prescription like plus 2.70 or plus 1.50. And these are prescriptions that are actually prescribed by the ophthalmologist.
We have ordinary prescription that is normally we use for reading. That is spectacle that is used for reading. Like when a patient wants to read letter word, if the letter word are very small, normally if it's at the age of 40 and above, he may need spectacle that will enable him to see the letter word very well. So normally such prescription, because those dealing in those ventures, normally they buy it from other places. So when they bring it, they have those prescription plus 2 plus 3, it's easier to get them. So when patient brings such prescription to them, it's easier for them to get it. But we have other complex prescription that must be cut and must be molded before patient will be wet. Certain calculation have to go into it before you can dispense that particular spectacle. Such spectacle, you can't get them there. They normally have the ordinary one, like a plus 1 plus or minus 2 lens. They have certain ordinary lens. They try to let the patient wear so that we know whether it will fit the patient. So if at least it's in improve the patient's vision to a little standard without necessarily improving it to the normal standard. They just give it to the patient because they are there for their money. So you just administer that spectacle for the patient. Once the patient is able to see some little improvement in vision, you just sell it to him. They don't mind about whether the spectacle was able to improve his vision to the normal standard.
Experts say wearing wrong prescription spectacle can cause undesirable consequences such as headache, dizziness, eye strain, vertigo and nausea. This may also cause dangerous situation if you are driving or handling machine at workplace, leading to accidents. That was a special report from the eye.